Welcome to Jacobs Field in Cleveland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Kenny Lofton. Batting second, the second baseman, Ray Durham. Batting third, the DH, Frank Thomas. Batting fourth, the right fielder, Maglio Ordonez. Batting fifth, the first baseman, Paul Konerko. Batting sixth, the left fielder, Carlos Lee. Batting seventh, the third baseman, Tony Graffanino. Batting eighth, the catcher, Sandy Alomar. Batting ninth, the shortstop, Royce Clayton. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Dan Wright. For the Cleveland Indians, batting in the leadoff spot, the right fielder, Matt Lawton. Batting second, the shortstop, Omar Vizquel. Batting third, the DH, Ellis Burks. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Jim Thome. Batting fifth, the third baseman, Travis Fryman. Batting sixth, the second baseman, Ricky Gutierrez. Batting seventh, the left fielder, Bill Selby. Batting eighth, the catcher, Ener Diaz. Batting ninth, the center fielder, Chris Magruder. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Chuck Finley. And now, play ball. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Lofton hits a line drive towards short. Vizquel reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Durham hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lawton throws the ball into Thome, who tags Durham trying to return to first, for the out. Two outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Thomas is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Matt Lawton, batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Lawton hits a ball on the ground towards first. Konerko scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lawton for the out. One out. Omar Vizquel, batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Vizquel hits a pop-up towards short. Clayton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ellis Burks is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Burks hits a fly ball into right field. Ordonez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Maglio Ordonez is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Ordonez hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Selby. Ordonez reaches second base with a double. Paul Konerko is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Konerko hits a fly ball into right field. Lawton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Ordonez moves to third. One out. Carlos Lee is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Lee hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fryman fields it and throws to home to get Ordonez. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Tony Graffanino is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Graffanino hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lee moves to second. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Alomar hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vizquel misplays the ball. That's an error on Vizquel. Lee moves to third. Graffanino moves to second. Royce Clayton is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Clayton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Thome batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Thome hits a ball on the ground towards first. Konerko scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Thome for the out. One out. Travis Fryman is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Fryman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Clayton scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ricky Gutierrez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Gutierrez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Clayton scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Lofton is 0 for 1 in the game. Lofton hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Finley fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Durham is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Durham hits a fly ball into right field. Lawton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Thomas is 0 for 1 in the game. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fryman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Selby is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Selby hits a fly ball into left field. Lee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ener Diaz is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Diaz hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Chris Magruder is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Magruder hits a ball on the ground towards first. Konerko scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Magruder for the out. Diaz moves to second. Two outs. Matt Lawton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Lawton is 0 for 1 in the game. Lawton hits a ball on the ground towards first. Konerko scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lawton for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Maglio Ordonez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ordonez is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Ordonez hits a fly ball into center field. Magruder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Konerko is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Konerko is 0 for 1 in the game. Konerko hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vizquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carlos Lee is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Lee is 0 for 1 in the game. Lee hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Magruder. Lee reaches second base with a double. Tony Graffanino is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Graffanino is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Graffanino hits a fly ball into center field. Magruder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Vizquel is 0 for 1 in the game. Vizquel strikes out. One out. Ellis Burks is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Burks is 0 for 1 in the game. Burks hits a pop-up towards short. Clayton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Thome is 0 for 1 in the game. Thome hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Travis Fryman is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Fryman is 0 for 1 in the game. Freeman hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Tomy moves to third. Ricky Gutierrez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Gutierrez is 0 for 1 in the game. Gutierrez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Alomar is 0 for 1 in the game. Alomar is called out on strikes. 1 out. Royce Clayton is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Clayton is 0 for 1 in the game. Clayton strikes out. 2 outs. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Lofton is 0 for 2 in the game. Lofton hits a line drive into center field. Magruder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Selby is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Selby is 0 for 1 in the game. Selby takes first base on ball 4. Ener Diaz is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Diaz is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Diaz hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Lee. Diaz reaches second base with a double. Selby moves to third. Chris Magruder is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Magruder is 0 for 1 in the game. Magruder hits a fly ball into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Selby tags and scores. Diaz tags and moves to third. 1 out. It's 1-0, Indians. Matt Lawton batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Lawton is 0 for 2 in the game. Lawton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Durham scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Vizquel is 0 for 2 in the game. Vizquel hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Diaz scores. It's 2-0, Indians. Ellis Burks is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. There goes Vizquel. The throw from Alomar and he is out, Durham applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Durham is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Durham strikes out. 1 out. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Thomas is 0 for 2 in the game. Thomas hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gutierrez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Maglio Ordonez is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Ordonez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Ordonez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vizquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ellis Burks batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Burks is 0 for 2 in the game. Burks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Clayton scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Jim Tomy is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Tomy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Tomy hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lofton. Tomy reaches second base with a double. Travis Freeman is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Freeman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Freeman hits a line drive into left field. Lee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ricky Gutierrez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Gutierrez is 0 for 2 in the game. Gutierrez hits a fly ball into right field. Ordonez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Paul Konerko is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Konerko is 0-for-2 in the game. Konerko strikes out. 1 out. Carlos Lee is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Lee is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Lee hits a fly ball into right field. Lawton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Tony Graffanino is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Graffanino is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Graffanino bunts in front of the plate. Diaz fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Selby is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Selby is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Selby takes first base on ball 4. Ener Diaz batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Diaz is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Diaz hits a ball on the ground towards third. Graffanino fields it and throws to second for the out. 1 out. Damaso Marte now pitching. Chris Magruder is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Magruder is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Magruder hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-0, Indians. Matt Lawton is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Lawton is 0-for-3 in the game. Lawton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Vizquel is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Vizquel is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Bob Horry now pitching. Ellis Burks is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Burks is 0-for-3 in the game. Burks hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Alomar fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Holber Cabrera now playing right field. Russell Branyan now playing left field. Paul Shuey now pitching. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Alomar is 0-for-2 in the game. Alomar hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Magruder. Alomar reaches second base with a double. Jose Valentin pinch hits for Royce Clayton. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Valentin takes first base on ball 4. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Lofton is 0-for-3 in the game. Lofton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fryman fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. Valentin moves to second. 1 out. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Durham is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Durham hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Valentin scores. Lofton moves to second. It's 4-1, Indians. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Thomas is 0-for-3 in the game. Thomas hits a pop-up towards short. Vizquel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Maglio Ordonez batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Ordonez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Ordonez takes first base on ball 4. Lofton moves to third. Durham moves to second. Paul Konerko is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Konerko is 0-for-3 in the game. Konerko hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fryman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Tony Graffanino now playing shortstop. Jose Valentin now playing third base. Keith Folk now pitching. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Thome is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Thome hits a line drive into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Travis Fryman is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Fryman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Fryman is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ricky Gutierrez is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Gutierrez is 0-for-3 in the game. Gutierrez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Graffanino scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Wickman now pitching. Carlos Lee is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Lee is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Lee hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tony Graffanino is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Graffanino is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Graffanino hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fryman fields it and throws to first for the out. Lee moves to second. One out. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Alomar is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Alomar hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lee moves to third. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Valentin is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Valentin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gutierrez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Lee scores. Alomar moves to second. Two outs. It's 4-2, Indians. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Lofton is 0-for-4 in the game. Lofton hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Branyan. Lofton reaches second base with a double. Alomar scores. It's 4-3, Indians. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 0 strikes. Durham is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Durham takes first base on ball 4. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Thomas is 0-for-4 in the game. Thomas hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Gutierrez reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 4, and Chicago White Sox, 3. Goodbye from Jacobs Field in Cleveland.